Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. German police are searching for a Tunisian man suspected of involvement in Monday's truck attack in Berlin. An arrest warrant issued Wednesday names Anis Amri and lists him as a Tunisian citizen born in the town of Gaza. The warrant says he has used at least 6 different aliases and 3 different nationalities in the past and is considered armed and dangerous. The evacuations of rebels and civilians from the northern city of Aleppo have resumed after being delayed for one day. The complete evacuation of the rebel-held enclave will give full control of Aleppo to the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, a milestone in the nearly 6-year-old civil war. The evacuations are being conducted under an agreement negotiated by Russia and Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the assassination of the Russian ambassador earlier this week was carried out by a member of the network of Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Turkey's foreign minister told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in a phone call earlier this week that his government believes the killer is linked to Gulen, who lives in the United States. Mr. Erdogan has also blamed Gulen for July's failed coup, something Gulen denies. Mexican authorities have identified fewer than half of the victims of explosions at a fireworks market that killed at least 31 people and injured scores of others near Mexico City. The San Pablito market in the city of Tultepec is packed with shoppers, or was packed with shoppers, firing fireworks for Christmas and New Year's holidays when a series of explosions erupted. Most of the stalls in the market were destroyed. This is VOA News.